Welcome to Fairy Street of Fantasy TV mode. And you have your content creator who is independent in the studio, Aaron Johnson. The guy who was blind right there lost his vision in 2004. But he knows cartoons are enemies of my heart. But he makes his own TV shows. And come to his studio. You can also support his TV shows by going to anchor.fm/FairyStreamsFantasy991/support. This is Fairy Streams of Fantasy's TV mode. Okay, welcome to Fairy Streams of Fantasy, and we're in TV mode. And we're going to do this on every Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Although Fairy Streets of Fantasy needs to evolve in another way, because we have to redesign how we schedule our content. And you can listen to Fairy Streets of Fantasy for the comfort of your computer, phone, tablet, or Android TV if you have one. Within each of our episodes, us make each episode. Try to make it 3 times a day as we can. Be aware of work during the day. That's why our podcast kept stalling. Each TV show right there is not going to have a theme song. But I'm going to describe what TV show is going to be. And or you just listen and use your imagination. So, within our studio, we have our imaginary friends. We have this guy. That is Mr. Cody. Hey, I'm Mr. Cody.
Order. I just came to your studio because, I'm just trying to let you know that the automobile has been seized by the FBI agents because that guy right there who has been involved in that scheme, Lauren Church's at home someplace. But now the guy's been arrested. And just let you know what's going on here.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Cody. So we're going to do is get our studio right there prepped. So we need to lock our doors so that crook won't go in. So, Cody, be very careful out there.
Oh, I'll just let you know. Hey, look at this. Speaks me. Where'd all your merchandise go?
Oh. My digital merchandise? Well, I'm still working with it. And I still have to develop it on my own time.
Oh. I thought you're done already.
Alright. This is a real venture. Fairy Rider. And it's based on my dream. And here it is.
He's not talking about horses.
He is imagining he's riding a fairy, but how he does that? The real Fairy Rider's Adventure. Episode 1.0 Season 1. What's up with this poodle ride? The failure of a small fairy. Oh, wow. Take a look at this house. I cannot believe it. Hey, did someone say there's a merry-go-round down in the cellar?
Oh, I should take it over down there.
Be careful. The elevator on the left is under maintenance.
Oh, I'm just taking that elevator with that red door.
Be careful. Be careful. The door slides.
Oh, the door actually opens, swinging open.
Oh, the light projects.
Okay, which one is that cellar with that merry-go-round? Oh, there it is. Hey, someone's turning on this elevator. Hey, what's this character doing here? Wow. Oh, now I get it. It's that white goose named Gabrielle.
Gabrielle said, oh, I just turned on this elevator. About to go down to that cellar.
Well, let's hop on this white goose.
Gabrielle said,
be careful. I'm pretty large enough, but... Take caution when you ride me.
The elevator door closes. First, the swinging door softly closes.
Then,
the silver sliding door closes. And then the elevator begins to descend. Although, on this control panel, the buttons right there are self-explanatory. Each floor has a picture. The lobby right there always has first floor. But a cellar right there has a main cellar. But there's cellar too. But what's that for?
It could be a library of some sort.
Cellar 3? A commissary? Like a store?
Cellar 4? Maybe another commissary?
Cellar 5? Wait a minute. It's like a play area of some sort.
Cellar 6?
Wait a minute. Cellar 7. Wow, that's like a fairground underneath.
The door opens.
But we gotta push open that red door.
Gabrielle Goose pushes open the door.
And looks like it's dark, but the lights are on.
Look at this. It's like an underground version of an indoor fairground. There's a Ferris wheel. There's a roller coaster. There's some type of a animal ride gallery, but it's not yet been opened. But we're flying a merry-go-round.
Unbelievable. Take a look at this merry-go-round. There are no horses on it. But on a very outer part of the merry-go-round, there are large dogs to ride. But they're all poodles. They're all pink ones. But each poodle has to have a girl by a poodle, but they're different. They're like apple dogs of some sort. Have a girl, buy a poodle, and They have a bone tip at the very tip of their tails. And looks like they're furry too. But as I take a closer look at their heads, and turns out is a form factor of this anthropomorphic dog of some type of that character. Well, she does have long hair, and her nose is black, but her skin is white, and her hair is pink. With a small snout of some sort. If I take a closer look of her face, her eyes right there are just have a bluish color, and she wears a collar around her neck. And wow, she's really kind of large. So I hopped off with Gabrielle Goose and climbed back of this portal. Well, she feels kind of soft. Maybe it came from my dream. Or, maybe I must have memorized Rhinus Pool back in 2003. Although, this merry-go-round doesn't have a ticket machine next to it. But, as I take a closer look on the inside of this merry-go-round, why they're all sheep? No horses. It still remains a mystery. It still remains a mystery. Somehow the ride turns on, and merry-go-round begins to turn. It's almost slow, and then it goes to a normal speed, like a typical merry-go-round. Although Gabrielle Goose right there. Wants to get onto this merry-go-round, but she's too heavy. But she can set in this carriage. Maybe this fairground's highly automated. Somehow the merry-go-round stopped, and that's when this portal, what I was riding, begins to come off the merry-go-round. How the world she came to life. So I went through the doors, and me, it started to have some fun. Wait a minute. Why is she going, just like being like a sheep. Maybe my dream must have got interpreted, but the character kept having fun while jumping over objects, going along paths, going up and down these ramps, and of course, going through these passages. I kept hearing on tight to her collar, but discovered it's pinkish with white diamonds on it. I do need to move her hair for some reason, because I need to get better grip. Pretty long and soft. And her head right there isn't small but large. Just like my dream. And that portal while right there is also kind of wide of some sort. And my legs kind of spread out to a position where I'm riding her. I could feel up and down motion, but I had to hang on tight. She can go really fast, but she can slow down. Suddenly, my left hand begins to move, and that automatic grasp the magic wand with a star on top. Well, it has a black shaft, it has a golden star on top. And some small fairy. Hey, take a close look at her. She does have red-orange hair of some sort, and she wears a pink dress, just like from a previous era, not put in today's fashion trends. And her dress appears kind of large, a large skirt of some sort, with a bell form. And she doesn't wear high heels, but regular flats. And she holds a magic wand on left hand. Hey, wait a minute. She looked just like Wanda from Fairly Odd Parents. Oh. Like, you won't believe it. There's another fairy, but she isn't visible at this moment. Wait a minute. What's my friend Mary doing next to me? Looks like she's riding on the back of that sheep. And looks like she'll catch up with me. Well, she has white hair and she has light skin. Well, she's white and she has pink lips and she has blue eyes, and she wears that white type of that blouse with a matching white skirt, just like in previous era. Not wearing today's fashion trends. Like, it's like a bell form kind of a skirt of some sort. And she wears white stockings and flat silver shoes. And she wears a necklace. Although, the dress what she's wearing has a very high neckline with a V form. And she wears fake fairy wings of some sort. Oh, I must have created her when I was writing my journal a long time ago in 2003, when I was in junior high school, 7th grade. Meanwhile, your director kept exploring. Exploring was down below this house. Each day, I kept having the same fun. And for some reason, these people right there are so jealous because we run a merry-go-round that has magic powers to it. But there's no wonder why this merry-go-round has a magic power to it. Although Mary tried to catch up with me, but she has to make stops. But New Yorker kept descending. In this case, going to another portion of this large house. Wow. Take a look. Everything's integrated. Well, they do have lighting, but this building was intentionally built underground. And for some reason, they add the large cavern of some sort. But this house right there has an ultra-high surface area. And there's a star by that pink poodle where I was riding. What's her name? P. pinky or something. Well, Mary's been stopped by pinky or something bleeding. Or bleating. B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G. But she goes, bah, instead, bah. Sound like Rogo's voice of some sort. But it's hard to tell because it's in British format. Not sure which pitch range is it, because some it's kind of high pitch or something, but it's hard to tell. Meanwhile, the director just stopped for a moment. That's when Gabrielle Goose just came back. But what's she doing with that motor scooter? Maybe she's trying to find her current owner, Samantha. Well, where is she? Well, looks like she is working at some type of workshop, and she's currently working at some type of that store. Although Gabrielle Goose needs that motor scooter because she must have been walking that much. Although, this is kind of where we ride this large portal fairy rider, said Gabrielle Goose, passing by. I was about to go back to the first floor, but they got the elevator shut off because they had just a maintenance. They do have a ramp system in this house, if they do. And that's what I said. Well, you had to go to the east side of this house. Gabrielle Goose replied. Well, east side it is. Be right to continue on, excuse me, I continue writing this large pink poodle. And that's when I continue on my adventure. Although each day my adventure has gotten different until I find master controlling this pink poodle what I was riding. Although we have better lighting, as I take a closer look of this pink poodle while I'm riding, she's kind of different than what I expect. Well, her nose isn't black, but pink. Her skin is white, but it has a pinkish hue. I'm able to speak to a fairy. But that fairy doesn't have a name for some reason. Or she must have got to introduce herself. We kept riding that pink poodle until New York has managed to go around Mary, and she's currently riding that white sheep. Well, his name is built right to his collar, but it's hard to tell because it's not in Braille or raised letters. I reach the large open area below this house. Suddenly, poof, 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 and rainbow glow that's bright, poof, and somehow, Mia's
right on another pool of some sort, but wait a minute. Hey, what am I doing playing piggyback with this lady? Well, she does have the format. Well, she does have a format as an anthropomorphic dog, but she does have long red orange hair. Her skin is white with a greenish hue, and her nose is red orange. And her eyes are blue. But take her dress when she's wearing. It's about 1 times larger than Cinderella's gown. And it's white, and it has a white apron, and wait a minute. Why she is so tall? Her head is large too. Wow. She's at least 3 times taller than I am. Oh, snap.
Did I shrunk?
Well, sort of. Although Gabrielle Gills was startled, she looked up. And she said, hey, what kind of theory is this? She inspected even further. She discovered this lady isn't actually an actual lady, but she's a fairy. With large wings. I'll try to figure out how I can avoid falling, but my hands right there are somehow fused. So has my feet, it's been fused, my legs fused, and my arms fused. What's going on here? But we are going to try to find ways how I can even do this to my phone, but I decide to figure this one out, investigate. Somehow, that fairy reached the staircase and she begins to descend. And Gabrielle Goose said, oh no! That fairy is giving you a piggyback ride, but look at her! She looks just like Roxanne! What she's doing? Cosplay or what? I don't understand her. Why not like this? But why is she dressed up like this way? Not into the current fashion trends? Maybe she's rich, but I'm not for sure. That fairy remains a mystery. Gabrielle Goose felt she shrunk unexpectedly. That's when Mary catches up, and she said, well, don't be alarmed, Gabrielle. That's just a fairy, and that fairy must give my partner a piggyback ride. Riding that fairy. The small fairy, wearing that pink dress, said, you are right. That fairy must give him a fairy ride because his vision loss right there has loomed that requires him to renounce his faith. That's a form of safety. Wait a minute. Me speaking to Gabrielle Goose? I can understand her at least 4 times better than Donald Duck,
2 times better than Daisy Duck. Well, she does speak British, except her dialect's gotten different. Suddenly, that very what I was riding turned into a beautiful red-orange poodle, but her head is kept the same. But her color, what she's wearing, is kind of different. Well, she was wearing her iconic silver diamond necklace with silver diamond as a charm. She was wearing it earlier, but take on the color of what I was hanging on tight to. It's dark purple with gold diamonds on it. But if she's not wearing her collar, I'm going to tie to her, but my hands are there. I sat differently. My arms are spread out for some reason. I was still hanging on tight to her. But wait a minute. For some reason, she must adjust her size. But she kept to general size. Gabrielle Goose was startled. And she said, uh-oh, looks like she's about to eat me. But what is her name? That red orange pool where I was riding said, I am Annie Amelia Julisus. Cap A-M-E-L-I. A. Wait a minute. Let me reset because I don't want to get confused with another portal. Cap A N N I N N E dash. Cap A N E L I A. Annan Amelia. Julius spells Cap J U L I S U S. Annan Amelia Julius. That's my name. Gabriel Goose asked, why have to transfer him to ride that large fairy? Annan Amelia. That's when Annan Amelia stops and she replies. According to that fairy, he is overdue to ride a fairy in year 2004 after he lost his vision and for some reason his parents, I guess single mother, is hiding something. Although, despite losing his vision, he hasn't learned to use a braille typewriter just yet in year 2004. And that's when his mother is facing so many court battles and being end up in this serious situation after a failed eye surgery, trying to sue his doctor. Although, his big brother who caused trouble, well, he showed us in the first place to give him space, but now there's consequences. Although, that family grew up in is designed to frack and break. Now he is able to watch his favorite TV shows anymore. Suddenly, upstairs at the first floor. There was a guy named Ahmed, a troublemaker. He was expelled from school. And Elisa's caregiver was cross. Well, Wendy is a caregiver, but take a look at her. She does have red hair, and she wears kind of dress that's kind of fancy, just like in the previous era. Wow. Just like most fairy tale characters for kids. Although she's a tea drinker, excuse me. Although she's a tea drinker, and she doesn't drink alcohol, she does consume Japanese like usual. But she isn't consuming Japanese at this moment. She was cross at Ahmed. Ahmed, what you had done? You were expelled from school. Ahmed cried, but these people don't listen to me, and they stop me from bullying someone, and my sister has offended his family, brought shame to his family. Wendy said, I'm not buying that, Ahmed. Honor killings is against the law. You can go to prison and you can be sentenced to death. Such as the electric chair. And why do you have that stone address someone? Ahmed refused to speak. But he yelled. You will not put my family to shame. Wendy said, you lost your privilege, Ahmed, because of your behavior. You should have killed someone. And you need to follow the rules. No honor killings. And it's against the law. That's why there's a guy who has been executed for this type of behavior. It doesn't matter who you are. Wendy. Opens Ahmed's backpack as she discovers something's not right. It was a Quran and other type of content. That's my backpack, Ahmed yelled. It's my stuff. Wendy said, I'm taking all the stuff away from you because what you just done at school. And you should not go down to our cellar, to our own underground amusement park. And you don't deserve that, since you want to cause that type of trouble. Due to us, who is going down to that underground amusement park, you'll be sitting out. Ahmed stomped his feet and walked right to his room.
And this was South Life. No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, miss out. Stomping his feet to his room.
In Anna's room, he's ended up on his bed, and he has no way to watch TV. Although, he has no computer in his room. Well, he does. Wait, what's that? A Macintosh computer? He has for years? An Apple TV? His iPod? His iPad? One thing he doesn't have is an iPhone. Meanwhile, Ahmed's sister Zaini spelt with letter X, it says Z. Storms into Ahmed's room. And he said, "You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, our family's been criticized. Now, since brought to shame, well, there's nothing you can do about it. You're not supposed to kill someone. Honor kills against the law. And now, you've been expelled from school for throwing a stone at somebody. But what you're doing on your computer?" "Oh no! You're not supposed to be doing that. I'm not supposed to be out here." Zane runs out of Ahmed's room. And Ahmed has failed to stop her. Zane runs towards... Well, Zane heads to Wendy's home office while she was doing her taxes. Zane said, "I caught Ahmed downloading those images we're not supposed to download on his computer." That's when Wendy said, "Oh, what images?" Zane replied, "Well, let me get this changed over." Wendy asked, "What kind of images was it? I mean, were they?" That's when Zane replied, "They were illegal images. A child being exploited, and you're not supposed to be doing that." Ah, gross! Disgusting! Wendy said, "Don't panic. Law enforcement are just coming to our place because I got a call from them." Meanwhile, Zane runs to the front door to check to see if anyone's coming. B- back in Ahmed's room. What was going on? And what Ahmed's doing on his Mac computer? Oh no! Ahmed, you're not supposed to be downloading that. Hey, religion is no excuse. Oh no! Ahmed said, no entertainment for me at this apart, but I at least have my Mac computer. Well, what did he try to take from me? It was my property. Uh-oh. Back downstairs at the underground fairground, I was riding Anna and Amelia Julius's, the red orange poodle, down a path. Although, Mary is still riding that white sheep, but what's his name? Well, Travis or something. Or maybe Toros. And that's his name. Oh, that's that large poodle, said Toros. Why are you with the riders in a water with a leash? That's what I replied. It's easier for me, Toros. Because that leash just won't do. And the fun's about to begin at this fairground moment. Wendy is about to come down. But be very careful. Try to keep distance. Toros said,
oh! Like you won't believe it, what I predicted in year 2023, Google LLC will be broken up to small companies after being successfully convicted of antitrust when United States Department of Justice makes a final attempt to break up Google. If you're using a Chromebook or Google Chrome, be aware, Google Chrome will be sold, and that may affect your data. What's up with the monopolies? I don't do monopolies.
Toros doesn't like monopolies. And, like you won't believe it, he discouraged it. And he said,
although Disney does monopoly, that's antitrust, including Sony? Ah, snap! Why you are doing this monopoly if you have no money to grow your business? That's being lazy. Hey! Create monopolies, not my cup of tea, indeed.
Anna and Amelia said, well, Toros, what I predicted
the entire content of Europe will switch from Windows to Linux, and no more Microsoft, and I'd support Germany's smart move to get out of Microsoft's clutches of proprietary software. And that is really, 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 really a smart move what Germany is doing. Although Taurus was styled by Admiral Gwen Bah, just like that pink pool what I was riding earlier. But she's more like a British type of spin con person of some sort. But she has the same voice, but it's hard as hell. And that's what Troll said. Hey, I thought dogs go bow or woof. What's going on here? And Emilia said, well, that's how I set up. Ah. And Toro said, yeah, that's with that pink poodle what he was riding. Maybe she was a little from us, or suddenly mixed up. Just like SpongeBob's laughs. But you go, wow, oh, oh, for some reason. Adam Miller said, we're about to head to the other side of this building. And we need to take a rap, Toros. And be sure to balance Mary because she's riding that. I mean, she's riding you. That's what Mary said. Well, Fairy Rider, we are going to decide to come back to you because that other person right there just won't do. Although me right there didn't speak just yet. Me just continue writing. Excuse me. Me just continue writing Anne and Amelia. Back upstairs, there was something that's really screwy going on with Wendy's internet connection. Until there was a knock on the door. Zane was about to answer it, but she asked, who is this? And there was a voice that said, we're on law enforcement. And that's when Zane said, well, Zane asked, how can I help you? And then there's another voice. Well, we need to do an investigation on this home. Because somebody said someone must have downloaded something that's not right. Can we come inside? Zane asked. Zane replied, you may come inside. First, I need to get the doors to unlock. They slide open. Zane unlocks the door. Well, she unlocks the doors and slide them open. That's when three of these guys came right in. One's in type of suits.
Wow. Look at them. They're like FBI agents. But one of the guys said, we'd like to speak to a lady who owns these machines. But wait, there she is. At Wendy's office, Wendy was greeted by a male voice saying, are you the person right there who downloaded these images? Because the investigation has been started. Wendy replied, nope, it's not me. It was my client, Ahmed. Because they don't sense how ordinary. If you see something, say something. The FBI agent said, have you tried calling us? Well, let me reset this. The agent asked, have you tried calling us to report it? Wendy replied, my phones are out and my cell phone won't work because there was a malware that affected my machine and I switched to Linux. One day ago, no more Microsoft Windows. And I'm using Zubuntu. The agent apologized. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I thought you were using Macintosh. I'm so sorry. But who was it? Wendy replied, it was Ahmed. Cap A-H-M-E-D. He's expelled from school, remember? The agent. Replied. Okay, now you're understanding. But which was his room? Wanda said, it's 69. The agent said, 69 it is. He walks out the door and begins to run down a hall. And I'm in his room. He's end up with all that dread. But he has no entertainment. But Ahmed is just in another room hiding. But wait, what he is doing in his room? His room is exact number. And Ahmed said, there's no way for me to have earned team. Me right there, I'm just part of Brotherhood. And me right there, I'm a proud supporter of the Quran and Islam. And that's what I usually do. Because no pork, no hassles. But that lady forced me to eat something that's kosher. Well, there is some type of noise in
Ahmed's room. But wait, we thought this. Agents are going to room 69. And he said, oh no, don't worry, you blow up by this guy, I must run. He runs out that door. Both doors slid shut. After that, Ahmed locks his computer with his password after he logs out. He comes out of his room. But he was confronted by Wendy. And she said, not so fast, Ahmed. Because that agent discovered you've been downloading illegal images to your machine. And that agent that spoke to me, what he was doing your Macintosh computer. I replied, it's not your business. It's my entertainment. When he said, it's our business. It's also law enforcement's business. And I classify pornography as taboo, and we do not allow that. Why are you doing this? Why exploiting these kids on the internet? Why are you doing this, Ahmed? Religion doesn't give you an excuse to do that. The phone rang. And it came from law enforcement. And it was a supervisor saying this. Unfortunately, we are short staffed. And there's nothing we can do about it. If we have updates about our staffing, what we're going to do is to help you out resolve this issue. Someone says how out of ordinary. We have traced where the source came from, and we are sorry for a mistaken identity like your Linux machine. And as an apology, we have to rebuild what we're doing. An investigation has been postponed because of the false positives. And I believe racism is a known issue, and these staff members are end up on administrative leave for a scandal. And some are fired, and some refuse to get themselves vaccinated for that current virus. Especially that new variant. Wendy got a dreaded call. And the short staff was down to extreme by 99%. And Wendy said, you're not going to have fun downstairs. We're in our underground fairground, Ahmed. Your sister caught you red-handed. Why are you doing this? And that's when Ahmed said, well, God gave you the idea to down the stuff. It's an entertainment. Wanda yelled, don't lie to me. Religion is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Do you know you can explain those kids on the internet without actually knowing it? Your dad ended up on bars.
because he was a pedophile and a rapist. And your mom. Ended up divorcing him. Now, she has to convert to a different religion. The rest of your brothers, we have. Convicted of fraud. Bank fraud. And your other brother. He can't access the internet because he's a sex offender. And his internet rights have been banned. And his case restricted. But only for essential use, such as work, shopping, and other essential uses. They have put a piece of software to his machine. Also, your other brother, he blew up our underground subsystem for a subway system, but now he's ended up at ADX Florence. Bar bombers, bro. Now he can't get out because of his plot and terrorism. You know, terrorism gets the law, and religion is not an excuse. I'm a yell. And he stomps his feet. This is no fair. When he shouted, "Don't stop and yell at me. You're not going to stay in your room and do that downloading your machines. You're coming with people, but you'll be sitting down. You're not going to play on any toys or go on any rides." Armin begins to argue, "But what about my games such as football? It's essential." When he said, "You're not going to play football. You're just going to sit down and you're going to sit out. Out of your room." Armin stomped his feet and got out of his room. Stop, 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 stop. Wendy grabs hold of Ahmed's shoulder, just like escorting a shoplifter at the store. She walks down a hall. She walks down the outer portion of the house. She takes the stairs as he's a ramp. She takes an elevator and she reaches the underground fairground. And that's when Armin sees me, right, Anne and Amelia Joyce's. And there's Mary, right next to me, still riding that sheep named Toros. And there's Gabrielle Goose. And there's Samantha, now riding her. She likes riding her goose. Well, she must have wished riding a goose for her bucket list. Sometimes she reads a book to her. While Samantha enjoys stories with Gabrielle Goose when she reads a book. Suddenly, Ahmed tries to reach me, writing Anna and Amelia Julius's, but Ahmed has to sit down. When he said, "Where are all the chairs at? They're just tatami down here." Mary replied, "Well, there are no chairs there, but he can sit right there at this ledge side of this game area that we're currently hanging to." At the game area, Ahmed is being directed towards a long bench of some sort. In his game room, there's a football port where you can play football. There is a game console. There's a set of spring riders that are large enough for an adult to ride. Those are animal type spring riders. There's a game where you blast zombies to earn points. And believe it or not, there's a nurse who's working at this office down below to ensure safety is key. Wendy snarled as she said, "You will sit down right here, Ahmed, and you will not play no game. You will be sitting down, not going to play in this game room." "But you only have access to the bathroom, and that's it. However, if you want to get something to eat, you should have peanut butter and jelly. Or any other bland food, not to be confused with a bland diet." Meanwhile, Ahmed's brother Mustafa came. "Terrorism is not cool. Ahmed, you've been expelled from school. But me right there about to play football with you, but you can't do it with me because I'd interchange. You know, Dad, he's end up a sex offender. Now he can't go near me, and me have a goal to do Zumba. And religion should not be an excuse of not leaving me to do it. Well, there's your consequence, Ahmed. Because you're sitting out. Now people right there will think that you're right there missing out and others having fun." And you can see well, you can see Zay rush out of the kitchen as you don't want to miss out having some fun. "Now, you and Derek had to go to the football game myself, my other friends." Ahmed said, "What's the idea? You're right there."
Oh. How she got away with it? Because of that meddling girl. And dumb bunny.
Ahmed was angry, but he couldn't play the game. But Wendy is still down at this arcade. Although she has been with nurse. Mustafa heads to the football port to see if it's available, but the football port is under renovation.
Uh-oh. Looks like there's nothing I can do, but I can play those other games like air hockey. Like, you won't believe it.
Ahmed goes to the air hockey table and plays air hockey himself. But Zena is going to play. And Zena said, Mustafa, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Mustafa replied, well, what I want to do is Zumba. And that's what I want to do when I grow up. And once I'm going to grow up, well, I want to start my own shop. Because you right there, somehow switch over to another religion. Why did I leave you be? Because honor killing is against the law. I will not do that. Because, Ahmed right there, he expelled. I was shocked. And the school's right. Murder's against the law. You'd be end up executed by an electric chair. However, for Ahmed, well, I want to give him what I give him. He don't deserve to choose, but I'll have rudimentary choices.
Meanwhile, it's dinner time downstairs at this fairground. Ahmed isn't able to choose. He has no money. Now said, what should I eat? I should go myself some halal food. One said, you're not going to get that because I want to give you whatever I give you or choose from following.
I have PBJ or you have this on his menu as bland food, not to be confused with a bland diet. Not to be confused with a bland diet. Are you getting a peanut butter sandwich? You get yourself a cheese sandwich? Or in some cases, you'll get believe it or not a single serving of noodles with no seasoning.
Mustafa came up and he said,
let me take over, Wendy.
And Wendy said, okay, go ahead.
Well, Ahmed, you're not going to choose. But you right there is going to have bland food because you caused some problems at school. And
Now, you right there, we're not going to make a choice yourself. I had a peanut butter jelly, or you had a cheese sandwich. Or you just have... But you are not. A sack lunch that will contain this. Chicken and cheese sandwich with no seasoning. Rye bread. Just conventional spices here with no sauce, no mustard, no mayo. You're going to have one thing of apple. And you're going to have just only a small serving of fruit juice. You're also going to have a stick of celery, but no dessert. However, you're going to get that anyway. Wendy said, well, don't give him that. I'm just going to give him peanut butter and jelly, as already ordered. Tink, tink. The jar of jelly has been hit, followed by a jar of peanut butter. Ahmed looks around the table, but what he saw is that a sandwich. He tried to give himself some nachos, but he can't. Wanda blocked his hand, and she said, it was from you. I said, not gonna eat that stupid peanut butter and jelly. It's not clean for me. The son said, you're going to eat it. Just open your mouth. And I'll put a sandwich towards your mouth and bite down and then just swallow your food and just eat your lunch and enjoy. But you're just going to have one peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but nothing else. Because you caused some trouble at school and you right there don't deserve to have sushi or udon because of privilege. However, you're going to have that every day. And don't think about making your own bowl of cereal. You're just going to have anything set for you. But he's dear to you. You're just going to eat it.
When he said, well, that's a consequence for him because he needs to eat this type of the stuff here. We served to him. That's what he deserves. Everything we blanded out with the bland nature of the food items he got. Not to be confused with a bland diet. Ahmed refused to eat that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But he can't go nowhere. Because Mustafa blocks him. And he said, just eat now. But Ahmed refused. And he yelled, get this dirty piece of junk away from me. And that's when Mustafa begins to tie his arms down. And then he cuts peanut butter jelly sandwich into pieces. Look what he's doing. Wow, how'd you do that? And that's when Mustafa got his hand to on his mouth and he said, eat it now. Just eat it now. Open your mouth now. Now. So Ahmed refused to open his mouth, but somehow he won't listen. Now. If you don't, you're going to be force-fed like other people in AX. Ahmed was so strict. But, let me reset this. Mustafa's so strict, but Ahmed refused. He tried to dodge, but Wendy forced Ahmed to open his mouth as she shouted, eat it now, otherwise you're not going to. Believe it or not, play football in years later. I mean, just years later. Ahmed, right there, yelled, this is not kosher to me, and this is not halal to me. And Mustafa said, open your mouth now. Somehow, Ahmed opened his mouth, tried deep breath out, but Mustafa quickly places a piece of peanut butter jelly sandwich into his mouth, causing him to close it, eat up, and swallow it. And Wendy said, you eat it, but you get another piece. Just do it right now. Do it in your mouth, eat that sandwich, swallow like usual. And Mustafa said, just eat that peanut butter jelly. You should listen to me. This is what happens. But Ahmed doesn't want to be force-fed, but he is able to speak. He has to eat each piece, piece by piece by piece by piece. Hey, don't do that too much because you want him to choke. Minutes went by. But he isn't able. Well, he isn't able to have fun. Somehow, Ahmed made a mad dash out this dining hall. And he tried to catch up to me, who was having fun going through this labyrinth.
Hey, that could be Ahmed,
said Toros.
Why, he is out of control. Hey, looks like he has a peanut and jelly.
Well, Ahmed was teased by Adnan Amelia. We're bleat like a sheep, but different.
But I'm against, stop with that bottle, stop with that junk.
But Anna and Amelia couldn't resist. She was just jumping over these obstacles to ride her.
Gabriel Goose. It's just giving some actor goose rides. And Mary's just enjoying riding twirls.
Yeah, deal with it, Ovid. Yeah, deal with it. Looks like you don't deserve to ride. Hey, cheapy, cheapy.
Gabriel Goose said, looks like you missed riding a beautiful goosey goosey.
I yelled, stop with what I pay me!
However, Ovid got into anger. And Anna and Amelia Joyce said, well, Ovid, you're expelled from school. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. Alan ran towards the inner game room, and he said, why don't you go back to that animation with Roxanne and Stacy? Where that movie? Ugh. Huh. That clown's such a goof. Although, Anna and Amelia Joyce's just went bah, ooh, just like she was about to laugh, but she goes, ah! However, Anna and Amelia is literally a fairy who is kind of unique. At their game room, Ahmed was trying to find a place to entertain himself, but what he discovered are these rides. But look, what's this? An all-new Ride on Cow simulator? There's a reindeer ride simulator for a cold environment? There's a dog ride simulator? You ride on back of a dog and there's no cart or sled? There's an opossum ride simulator? Although Ahmed tries to find a ride that interests him, but only a cow ride simulator. Although a simulator doesn't work because it requires more effort to get going. He ran on his ride, maybe for days, I mean minutes, until he was stopped by Wendy's voice. Ahmed, off this ride, you don't deserve it. You refuse to listen to me. The ride stopped, and Ahmed walked out of a game room with frustration. Wendy can see me, right, Anna and Amelia Joyce's. But Wendy discovered a bench. But she's not supposed to restrain nobody on that one because that bench is under renovation. So, she just sat on it next to another person. But this person right there can't do a thing. But what's that lady doing? Is she playing a game on her Android phone? Well, she was driving a streetcar earlier. She's just an African-American lady who is actually an entrepreneur. And she works at some restaurant. And she's a skilled chef who uses a wok. And that is Barbara. Or Barb or something. Well, Barb does work at some restaurant. Oh, Wendy, that guy's too close to me. And Wendy said, oh, I heard news about this guy. He was expelled from school, but why is he here? Wait a minute, let me refresh this, because my imagination is off track because I was interrupted by someone that was speaking at the hallway of the studio. When he said, this guy right here has caused trouble at school. He's been expelled. Barb said, well, I heard news about him, but why don't you send him somewhere else? If there's no bench available, well, keep him here, and I will look after him. But if I were you, you should always be very careful. Because I'm about to go in any moment. I had to update this phone and my points on my phone. Wendy said, don't let Ahmed go to any game room because he's on timeout but he's circumvented. Barb said, there's nothing I can do about it, because I am not supposed to be doing this, because I'm not his mother, and I'm not his caregiver. Wendy stands Ahmed up and moves to her place. Meanwhile, they stop at this merry-go-round room, while last we're in a merry-go-round. But the merry-go-round is flashing in rainbow, indicating magic is in progress. And that's what adding the fairy is working this merry-go-round. There's a bench there, and Ahmed was sat there. Well, Wendy sits Ahmed at this bench, well, on his bench, and she walks towards a gaming table. However, Ahmed isn't able to do a thing, but our kids pass by. One hour went by. Ahmed was ordered to go back upstairs. Upstairs, Ahmed was going down the hallway, but he's about to head to his room. Wendy passes by, but she stops. And she said, "You're not going to listen to no music. You're going to be in bed early. That means no music, no TV, no nothing. And you're not going to play on your iPad, or turn on your TV." And you're not going to watch any anime, since you don't support the Pokemon franchise. But your sister does. That means you would not go onto your computer either. Now, all the people right there who's been caught downloading illegal content across the globe are being extradited to United States of America. And that will cost our nation quadrillions of dollars to do so. That caused some of the Middle Eastern countries to have some of these individuals leaving their homes, and the population go down, and there's no place to put out all these prisoners. I said, "I can't sleep without no TV, all that dead silence." When he said, "You're not going to have your lights on. Your lights will be off." So, lights out. Ahmed, Wendy rushes to Ahmed's room and shuts off the lights. The room is dark. Before the lights were shut off, take a look at Ahmed's room. He has a bed. He has a poster. He has a nightstand. And what's next to his bed is his inflatable cow? Oh, it's his inflatable ride-on moose. But take a look at it. It is inflatable, but it's high quality. Take a look what's next to his bed, too.
Is that his upholstered piece of furniture? Of the elk he can sit on? And what is that mysterious doorway? Wow! Is that an elevator or what? Somehow, the dims in the hallway begin to dim, but that should be turned on while regular lights are being turned off. Ahmed can't stand the darkness, but Wendy shuts Ahmed's door. You're not going to sleep while light is on, Ahmed, or you'll be in the dark. Ahmed is left without a pillow. So he goes into his closet. He flips light switch. And then he opens the closet. When he realizes he can still see light from the outside windows without actually knowing it. Turns out, is not from the window. It's from his computer. But he must have left his TV on. In fact, he did. But wait a minute. Did he leave his little lamp on? Nope, he didn't leave his lamp on. But his TV was on whatsoever. So, he opens the closet door to see what's inside. Wow. Like, you won't believe it. Although his Mac computer emits enough light, but he can see what's in the dark. But Wendy forgot to check to see if his computer is turned off. Wait a minute. Wow. Take a look what we got that could turn on when lights go out. That's his own dim lights.
He tried to find his pillow, but when he discovered, something is not right. Wow! Ahmed tries to find a way to keep himself from going to the dark. But when he discovered something is not right in his bathroom, he turned it on, but he discovered this. The shower curtains are closed. But he can't even use that shower. Take a look at that. Ahmed cannot do a thing. Wow, how about that? Back in the hallway, Zany is just going to her room. But she has to move in with Mustafa because her room is under renovation. Mustafa said, "Well, Zana, you missed it. Ahmed missed out that fun. And he was trying to ride a mechanical cow, but he cannot do it. But he did anyway, but he's supposed to miss out, but he has no way to sleep with lights on, nor any music or videos on. But I had to shut off my Macintosh computer because I don't want this machine to be infected. Well, there's a timing available so you can sleep there." Zia said, "Good night, Mustafa." If you see something, say something. Mustafa said, "Well, good night, Zina. And please don't enter that bathroom because I'm doing all the cleaning. That's the point for your safety. If you need to use it, well, be sure to do it just in case. But be careful. It's connected to Ahmed's room." Me and Anna and Amelia are back upstairs. So is Gabrielle Goose and Mary. Charles has to go back to his home. Because he lives in a rural part of a town with his beloved farmer. Mary said, "Wow, I didn't know you have fun with that poodle while you're riding, especially that pink one." "That's what I said." "You're right, Mary. Me and Anna and Amelia are just going to get ready to go to our condo, because this house right here is a start, because the bus or coach will be coming, and us will be moving in. So that pink poodle while I was riding, but she was renamed Pinky." Mary said, "Well, I'm going there too." Gabrielle Goose said, "Well, I had to give Serena goose rides, but you managed to ride me, Fairy Rider. Now, I'll come back someday, but enjoy your time at your new place."
Alright. That episode, and now this episode will be continued after this one. Although, that fairy Adnan and Amelia Joyces just came right in. Well, that fairy used her strategy. And that guy right there, and Armin lost his privilege. Wow. He's been expelled from school. Now, he's ended up going into serious trouble. So, find out our next episode of The Real Fairy Rider's Adventure. To be continued.